Welcome everyone to another episode of White Belt Wednesday. Today we're going to be talking about something that all of us face and many of us have a hard time dealing with, and that is finding the perfect jiu-jitsu academy. It can be in a daunting task, especially depending on where you live. There could be so many schools out there, but fear not. We've got six questions today that you can ask to find that gym that fits you perfectly like that brand new comfy gi. So let's just jump straight into it with question number one. Question number one, what is the instructor's experience and teaching style? Because this is absolutely crucial. Your black belt or instructor is going to be your guide in your jiu-jitsu journey. So you have to look for someone that has a solid competition background, if that's what you want to do, a history of teaching. But just remember, credentials aren't everything when it comes to a good instructor. How do they explain techniques? Are they patient with beginners? Maybe observe a class, and that could be super helpful, right? Because you can see how they interact with their students, right? See if their teaching style clicks with you. Are you someone that thrives in detailed breakdowns, or are you someone that prefers a more hands-on approach? Because honestly, depending on how big the academy is, if they have multiple students that they're trying to attend to, or if they have 60, 70 people in there, then it's going to be hard for you to get one of those styles, right? If you like a detail-oriented kind of breakdown, you want to know the exact why everywhere in jiu-jitsu, then you need to find an instructor that does that. And then observing a class is a great way to do that. So let's talk about question number two. And probably the most important for a lot of us is, what is the class schedule like? Does it fit your lifestyle? Can you make it to the morning classes, or can you make it to the evening classes? Look for a schedule with enough variety to suit your needs. Some academies offer separate gi and no gi classes and fundamental classes for beginners. And even some have competition classes like Otto's down in San Diego, right? Finding a schedule that allows you to train consistently is key for making progress, okay? And if an academy is right next door, it fits your budget and everything like that, but you don't have any classes that you can make, then that's something, unfortunately, you have to think about too. So when can you train? And you have to find an academy that fits your lifestyle, like I always talk about. Maybe you have an academy that is closer to your work, and then you can train when you leave. That'd be something to look at too. It doesn't always have to be closest to your house. Question number three, and it's probably one of the most important ones, is what is the culture like in the gym? This is a big one. Jiu-jitsu is more than just learning techniques, all right? It's about building a community. Do the students seem friendly and welcoming? Is there a good mixture of experience levels? Ideally, you want to be in a gym where higher belts are happy to help beginners, because that's going to be one of the best ways you learn. And everyone feels comfortable asking questions and making mistakes. If you go to an academy where the instructor calls someone out for making a mistake while you're sitting there at your trial class, maybe it's not for you, right? You want to make sure that everyone in the academy is welcoming. Everyone on the mats seems cool. If not everyone, a majority of people. And a big thing that you can see if this is true or not is, if you walk in the academy for the first time, look lost and someone comes and greets you. This is something our academy does a great job with. We always greet someone if they seem lost or if it's a new face. Even if they're wearing a colored belt, we always greet them, because gym culture is so important for so many people, and it can honestly deter someone very quickly if that initial feeling feels off, right? So keep that in mind as someone that is in the academy as well, because you could be the reason why someone comes and you could be the reason why someone doesn't.
What did he say?
You want to make sure that if you see someone new, even if you're a white belt, greet them. Maybe it's their first class and you know exactly how they feel. So if you see someone in the academy that you might not recognize or looks lost or they're looking for help, maybe you could be that first person that allows them to see that the academy that you're at is the right one for them. Let's go to question number four. What is the academy like? Let's be honest. A clean and maintained mat is essential. Nobody wants to train on a germ-infested battlefield, okay? Check for adequate mat space, ventilation, if there's fans, windows. Because let's face it, these things can get sweaty. We've all seen those videos on Instagram. And the basic amenities like a changing room and showers is something that a lot of people look for. On the side note though, some academies offer additional features like weight training equipment, physical therapy services. And think about what could enhance your overall training experience. In our academy, personally, we don't have showers, but we do have two training rooms. We have a bathroom on our side, and then we're in a CrossFit gym too. So you're able to do some strength and conditioning training on the sides if you want in between your classes. If you are a morning person training and say you want to do that, you want to do the classes right before you go to work, then looking for something that looking for an academy that has like showers or something like that could be very important. We've talked to Cody a couple times, our school owner, about putting showers in because it'd be great to have a morning class to where people could train and they go to work. But hey, that's not in the cards for everyone. But if that is something important to you, then that's something you need to look for also. Also, are people cleaning the mats after class? If you're there for that one class and you see no one clean the mats after everyone's done, that could be a red flag that it might not be for you. So keep that in mind too. If you are a brand new person or newer, most of the people that listen to this podcast are newer practitioners or have been doing jiu-jitsu for a while. You guys already know what it looks like when there's a clean academy. And if that's not something, and if you walk in somewhere and they don't seem very clean, I would hit the road. Question number five, what are the fees and contracts, right? Get this one straight before you sign anything. Jiu-jitsu is an investment in both time and money, and it can be a lot of those, right? Be clear on what these fees cover, whether it's like you need to rent a gi or buy a gi, whether they have to pay for promotions or anything else along those lines. Do they offer an introductory package for or trial classes? Are there long-term contracts that you might get locked in? Right, these are all important things. I know some academies, you can only wear their gi. And you might get a gi when you first sign up, but then you have to pay for additional gis after that. And you can only wear their gis, right? Also, sometimes you do have to pay for belt promotions or even stripes. You have to pay for stripes. Now, I don't recommend you train at a place that charges for promotions or stripes, but that's just me because I think that's kind of a little too businessy for me. But if you're okay with that and you're okay with spending money to get promoted, that's fine. That's all on you. I'm not judging you. It's just not something I would look for. Okay. And then also make sure that if you are signing something like a long-term contract, you understand what the cancellation fee or terms are. I had recently had a friend who tried to leave his academy and he needed to give a 30-day notice or he had to completely buy out the rest of his contract and he had months left on his contract. So make sure you guys read the fine prints if you are signing a contract and make sure you understand if you are canceling at this academy for some reason, you're not going to be out hundreds, if not thousands of dollars because you're canceling early. Now, finally, number six, what are the success stories, right? Talk to the instructors and other students. Ask about their experiences, their competition achievements, if that's something you're looking for, and then also how the academy has helped them improve, okay? Getting the firsthand experience from maybe even a brand new white belt there and other accounts can give you a great sense of the academy's effectiveness and kind of like the progress that you can expect to make. Now, everyone's journey is different, but this could give you a good idea of what to expect. And I mentioned the white belts. Ask the white belts, right? Because they're going to have a more of a fresh and honest experience of everything and how they feel at the academy, right? And they kind of work your way up. Now, brown belts are always going to be salty about something. So if you ask a brown belt, just be prepared to have them talk about how much ibuprofen they're eating and how bad their fingers hurt and everything like that, all right? So just be prepared for that. But work your way up. Start off at the white belts. Don't neglect the white belts. They're going to have a wealth of knowledge for you also on just maybe not techniques or how the instructor teaches, but their experience as a person that is brand new to the academy, right? Because that can be a complete difference from what they're experiencing and then what the instructor is saying. So just keep that in mind. Don't ignore the white belts when you go there. Also mentioned like before, success stories. Have people won competitions or have they lost a lot of weight, self-defense situations, things like that. Those are also very important. Well, I wouldn't say very important, but they could be an important thing for some people. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But it could be good to hear a success story of someone using their jiu-jitsu in a live scenario. So maybe ask that question too. So just remember, finding the right BJJ Academy is a personal journey. Like I just said, don't be afraid to ask questions, visit multiple gyms and see where you feel the most comfortable at before signing anything. Remember, it's about finding a place that supports you and your growth as a grappler, but also feels like a second home because you will be there a lot. You will be there a lot because you're going to be addicted if you're just starting. And if you're already looking for a new academy, it might be even more addicting because you're excited to train with these new people. But I just want to say that's all for today, guys. Thank you so much. If you have any questions jiu-jitsu related about your experience and you want to share, leave a comment below or hit me up on social media. Also, don't forget to go check out a Patreon, YouTube memberships. Thank you guys so much for everyone that has subscribed for $5 a month on my Patreon and YouTube memberships. And links for that are going to be down below. Let me know what you guys think about these six questions and what you would add. I'll catch you later. Peace.